Today we celebrate one of two feasts that are celebrated this month in honor of Our Lady of Crumbsucker, who has made many miracles happen here in this parish and shrine, and throughout the ages. In 1725 or so, the Ursuline nuns came to New Orleans to start a school there. In the meantime, many things happened in the world of politics and so forth, including the Masonic French Revolution. And one of the nuns from France who wanted to go to the New World to help the nuns that had come here could not find her way here. So she was told, you need to ask the Pope. And of course the Pope at that time was Pope Pius VII, who was the prisoner of Napoli. So it was almost impossible. So she prayed to the Blessed Mother and said, if you grant me this favor, I will have a beautiful statue made in your honor, just as you have shown. And so she wrote the Pope, and to the surprise and amazement of everybody, in just a couple of weeks, the Pope responded. That never happened. That was totally, completely unusual. It was a miracle indeed. And the Pope told her, I give you permission to go to New Orleans, to the New World, and to teach the catechism and the faith to the peoples of those places. And so she had the statue made, and of course great difficulties because she is larger than life. Of course we have a small replica in the foyer. And the rest is more or less history. But there were two miracles that happened after Sister Michelle, Mother Michelle, took Our Lady to New Orleans. The first was a horrible fire which consumed about 90% of New Orleans. And of course, lately we've been seeing all the fires that are destroying so many homes and schools and churches and everything in its path. Well, this was the same way at that time. And one of the older nuns took a little replica of Our Lady of Crumbsucker's statue and put it on the windowsill facing the fire. And they still have that. She's called the Little Sweetheart. And so the minute she put that statue in the window, the winds changed and the fire died. And everyone regarded it as a great miracle of Our Lady of Crumbsucker. And then, not long after that, there was the War of 1812, which was raging all over the United States, including New Orleans and Louisiana. And General Andrew Jackson came down with troops to fight the British. And so he came to the nuns and asked for prayers. Now, he was not a Catholic, but nevertheless he had enough knowledge, an inkling enough, an inspiration perhaps from above, to come and ask the Ursulines to pray to Our Lady for him and the troops, the American troops. And the women of New Orleans at the same time prayed to Our Lady that not one man from New Orleans should die. So they prayed, and a few days later the news came that he had won the battle of New Orleans, and that he gave credit to Our Lady. He came back to give thanks to Our Lady and never forgot her. And not one person, not one man from New Orleans was lost. They all were made safe. Now the British lost hundreds, if not thousands, of troops, especially in the swamps, where they, like the Egyptians, got bogged down. But anyway, so those two things happened. And so the devotion to Our Lady of Crumbsucker grew and grew and grew. Our Lady of Crumbsucker, fast, prompt assistance, and she still is. And we had a miracle here too, among others, in 1997, when after two hurricanes, the roof was collapsing. There was a big hole right above me. The Shrine of the Infant of Prague was destroyed. And the insurance company said, no, we're not going to pay a dime. So we started a novena to Our Lady of Crumbsucker. On the second day of the novena, I received a phone call, and the phone call said, "We are going to pay for everything. Go ahead." Nobody knew. Even the chancellor called and said, "How did this happen?" And I said, "Our Lady." So I promised her I would build a shrine in her honor in our church, which it is there in the foyer, even though, of course, we cannot possibly have the same beauty and size of the one in New Orleans, and that we would every year have a novena in honor of Our Lady from Succor, which we have already said, but we're going to say it again after this sermon. In the meantime, there are many, many petitions that we have to make to Our Lady, and she knows very well what they are. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the novena should